When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Old School on a Tuesday. I'm DP. He's the Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman, otherwise known as the Cookie Monster.
That's Nick. Nick rubbed off on me yesterday.
What'd he do?
I seen him over there out of my peripheral, man. He was hit. He hit up the Mark Onweiler crack cookies.
Yeah, that's what they. That's fair.
Hit them bad boys up.
That's fair.
Numerous times, didn't you?
Yeah, he been here all day. He's 2 days of cookies.
Look at him. He just happy. Look at him.
2 days of cookies.
Cheesy. Look at him.
2 days of cookies.
That's all right.
This is a fantastic day. Nick came in from Muchachos.
Yeah.
Still got the cookies.
Yeah.
Did you eat it from Muchachos?
I did. I had half of the pipeline burrito, then I put half of it in the fridge, and that's my dinner tonight.
He thinks it's going to be there, right?
I was going to ask, did you save me anything?
Well, there's some street tacos in there, I think. Yeah. And Nick asked me how many people are here before he came here, and I said, there's six.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Made enough for
everybody. So there should be enough for everybody. So you hear him, Jay. We'll find out on a break.
I have not had a single street taco.
I only have had
you hype about that pipeline burrito.
I've never had one, and so it was fantastic. It is fantastic.
That's grown man food.
You might need your own like cooking show, eating show.
I tried. Me and Mark, we...
I think the second one's right.
We discussed...
Yeah. You know he can't cook.
I think the eating show.
Meat.
Really? Yeah, I think the eating show.
I know you don't season your meat.
Wow.
It's written all over your face. Nobody at Pius the 10th seasons their meat.
Wow. Jay, I can cook a mean salmon.
Talk to us. Tell us how. Come on.
It's you put a little bit of lemon.
First of all, how are you preparing it? Before you season.
You cut the scales out. You get the scales out and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Put the lemon. You buy it from Hy-Vee. I mean.
Okay.
Is that.
That's good.
I'm not going to Alaska and catching some salmon.
I'm not saying you should.
Okay, good. Well, DP gave me a look like, well, how do you catch it? I'm like, I'm not going. I'm going to the store.
Mm-hmm.
Put some lemon on it. Put it on the grill with some foil.
Mm-hmm.
On a nice little cookie sheet. Just cook it very, very slow. And until it starts.
What temperature?
Mine is medium low. I do it on. It's very slow. You can also do it on an air fryer.
Buzzy laughing at you, Jay.
At me?
He said he don't season his meat.
Oh yeah, he don't season. You know, Buzzy. You know, Nick don't season his meat. But it's all good. By the time we get done with him, he's gonna be having his own dry rub on ribs.
We're gonna have Nick walk around with hot sauce in his pocket.
Oh yeah. He's gonna go to Muchachos with his own hot sauce.
Oh man! All right, so Jay, I have to share this story with you because this story is partly about you. So go to Tanner's to do the post game show, and Cassie brings out. She says, "Hey, you have a letter," and I'm like, "Why would somebody send a letter to Tanner's?" Mm-hmm. But it says Tanner's, but it's here we are,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, attention 93.
Right. But you see where that's from. And don't say the dude's name because we're not trying to do that.
Damn.
Jay, Jay, you have to read the letter.
Oh, do I want to read?
Yeah, you do. Okay, you do. Because the story gets better. So, I'm handed a letter, and it's from an unnamed correctional facility, but was sent to Tanner's because they heard the post game show from Tanner's. So they said, okay, I'll just send it to Tanner's. And so, you know, I'm preparing for the post game. I'm kind of, you know, there hanging out. And I hand it to Jake Sorensen because I'm like, whoa, okay, here we go. Well, apparently in some correctional facilities, our show is very popular. And they spoke directly about old school. And then proceeded to give his full breakdown of the season, recent games, everything. Like, took time, hand wrote it, sent it in. Like, I was like, go ahead, man, go ahead, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, well, yeah, they're listening to us in prison. Which, a whole other conversation of things that you need to address. But then, see, this is what happens. Connor and Mark and Schaefer, they're like, hey, you should look it up. Which, I'll tell you, don't do.
Look up what?
Who the person was.
Oh, on this letter?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, that was a mistake. Don't do that.
Hold on. But I like, I mean, hey.
No, he went in, right?
Yeah, I like his ideas.
Like, he went in. And this is a full 3-page letter. Look at Rico. No, Rico. Because you are going to mess this up. You're going to mess this up. You cannot tell. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm not going to say, I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just saying, Jay.
What's up?
We looked up old dude.
Don't look him up.
Yeah. Well, it's all good. Well, if you're listening out there, man, I like his points though.
Yeah, he was on point with the letter, right?
He also has fantastic handwriting.
Yeah,
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
And I mean, he's got great points. You can tell he watches the games or he knows football. You can tell he knows what he's talking about. I feel you though, player. That I'm sorry that we had hyped you up to bet on Nebraska against Michigan, and then it was a better judgment, you know, after that. But I'm gonna tell you this. I had if it was me, I would have done the same thing. I did not envision Nebraska being where they're at right now.
Also, shout out unnamed place for having 93.7 the ticket.
Yeah, like right. They got him on, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Very popular.
Yeah. So we appreciate y'all. If y'all didn't listen, look, man. We hoping y'all get through it because it is not, that is no joke.
I was not prepared for that news when you brought that letter in.
Oh, like, no, I was minding my business, right? Like, I'm watching it. I'm like, we're preparing for the show, like post-game show, which is going to be a tough one, right? So we're going through it. And the letter pops, and I'm like, well, why would somebody send a letter to you? But then I looked down, and it's like, nope, sure enough. That's where they sent it and came through and got the stamp. And I was like,
hey, man, hey, that's, I appreciate it.
Man, yeah. Just wanted to get his points and opinions out.
Oh, bro. Like, I was like, well done, man. Well done. Well done. You know, but I'm just saying, don't look up history. just don't do that. Because it was like,
they could tell you in the break.
Yeah. This is definitely a ticket after dark. This is not for prime time. So we appreciate you guys. Anyway. Oh, James T. Kirk, stop it. See, he's trying to be funny. Talking about maybe the guards are using your program as disciplinary measure. Something misbehaving guys have to listen to.
Had to listen to.
Well, that's rude.
You just wrong, James T. Kirk. You ain't even say what's up. So shame on you. Double, twice.
You shouldn't even have read it.
Right.
Don't read any text that don't start with that.
Just to keep it in. Yeah. Just to keep it in.
Obviously.
Yeah, there's that. So, Rico, while you're here, we'll ask the question. Because I wanted to ask Jay this question because I wanted to kind of understand it. For you, if there's an adjustment, forget personnel.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a thing that needs to be fixed that is easily fixable, when you watch, what's the most easily fixable thing this team can do to improve?
The most
Jay,
easily fixable.
What's the easy?
Oh, ask again, man. I was reading something.
Oh, somebody texted from.
No, I was reading.
Yeah. Oh, did you?
Why'd you look it up?
Oh, you looked it up.
I couldn't help it.
You couldn't wait till the break.
I couldn't. Hey,
Jay.
I almost said we need to go to break.
Right. Hey, Jay. Right?
Right?
I was like, damn.
Right?
I was
just like, right?
All right, ask the question again. I'm controlling. Rico, I need one of those cookies, please.
Which one?
The one with all the cookies in there.
This one?
Yeah.
Big one. So
I need two of them, Rico.
I'm gonna have Mark take you the bag.
He's trying to settle.
Just take it back.
He's trying to settle down.
I need some comfort food.
Yeah, you do.
Oh man, this is deep. Big Frank, we appreciate you, bro. Appreciate you.
What's the question?
So aside from a coaching change, because none of us, that's not a controllable thing. You're not really going to delve in that pool.
No, but and to be honest with you, I would go on record. I really don't care. Well. Let me start over here because I'm flabbergasted. I'm off my game right
this
now.
This is serious.
Regardless of how the season is, I'm not in favor of a head coaching change.
Okay.
Now, so, what can they do? What to show improvement?
What can you fix?
The most easily fixable thing.
Well, execution.
Yeah.
But execute, this is the funny thing, and this is the hard thing about coaching. It's like, when you're a coach, whether you're position coach, assistant position coach, or the head coach, ultimately you're responsible for said players, but you can't control what they do. That's the hardest thing about coaching kids these days, or college kids, is you're asking immature kids to do adult things and be adults when they might not be ready to. They might think they want it, but they don't know. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, it's just be execution. It's the details. A little bit more in the details, which will lead to execution. Now, you're playing the gauntlet of your season, right? You're playing one of the top three or four teams in the nation. You're playing Wisconsin, who's playing top 10, 15 ball. And you got Iowa that's, right around there. I mean, they're probably – they'll figure it out.
They're top 25.
Yeah, but they'll figure out how to get some points. They're not going to go the rest of the season scoring 7 points a game.
Yeah.
Both three of your hardest, weeks in a row. It's more of an execution. And that will lead to, more consistent drives, more consistent defensive series, and stuff like that. So, there's nothing like – of course, it's the easy thing. I'd like to score 35 points a game, of course. But, you're playing teams that most likely kind of depending on the game, where you can get to is just, better overall play. Series in and series out. You can play well in a defensive series against a team like Ohio State, and they still score. You know what I'm saying?
They're that good. They're that good.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of teams that are just that good. But, in particular, they are just that good because but then you got to keep bringing it. You got to stay, within yourself and within the defensive scheme and then conversely in the, with your offensive scheme. If you come out and you're trying to establish a run and it doesn't work out, you got to stick, you got to stick to it because eventually it'll pop. You've seen it popped against Minnesota numerous times. Oregon had plenty of success. Penn State really didn't do it, but they had a little bit of, some gaps there. So there's you can move the ball against them. Nebraska did it last year. So, you shouldn't be showing up at this game like all, worried that you're going to get blown out of the water. The biggest thing is that they have to do is just worry about what they do. Because when they play well, when they play with an edge and play with controlled aggression or whatever you want to call it, they play well. When they show up and don't play as a unit and kind of out there kind of him and hon and tipped, just kind of looks all janky, and then they don't look well, they don't look good, and obviously, look, it's a hard season. This season did not go the way anybody envisioned to go besides the people that wanted it to go this way. Mm-hmm. The people that want turmoil.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And want you know, they're sitting back and having a good old you know, fall or whatever it is.
You know what? That's just crazy to me that there are people that
hey, that's how much I trust you guys. I'm eating this off the floor.
You,
I wouldn't.
You don't.
You're a brave soul.
Oh, ooh, ooh, ooh.
I mean, I guess. Good, hey, we had somebody tell us during our show they'd rather have Nebraska lose by 100 than lose by 3.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't understand rooting against your community, like your school. That's just me. But okay, so here's the other question, and you can join in because mm-hmm. Nick knows this question. For you two, what is it that? What's this virtual vortex wall bubble that exists over Lincoln, Nebraska?
What do you mean?
That does not exist over Columbus, Ohio.
What do you mean?
Columbus, Ohio.
There isn't one. DP, there was a couple. It was, I think it might have been last year. Maybe it was this year, a couple months ago. I asked that exact question. I said, what is the difference between Lincoln and Columbus that keeps Lincoln, Nebraska from being so successful? Like, what? Why is it so hard to.
You talking about the football program?
To bring,
yeah. Oh, I mean. Come on, are you kidding me?
No,
well, no, I'm not talking about the football program, though. I'm just talking about overall. Like, what's so different between Columbus and Lincoln that attracts so many more people to Columbus for the football program, for that football program to be successful, where Lincoln, Nebraska, has had so much success. They have the history. They have everything to go with it.
Well, we know that you can be elite here. People, we know that you can be
right,
elite.
But
you can't
totally
get people
situation.
To Lincoln to help build this program back to, maybe not exactly back to what it used to be, but back to a respectable program. Like, what keeps people from coming here?
Well, in Ohio, there's probably, say if they sign a class of 20, what 14, 15 could come from Ohio, right? Legitimately, okay. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the answer right there.
Well, like, but that's not the case. I mean, because you're talking about Ohio State. You're talking about Cincinnati.
We're talking about Ohio State. There's,
okay.
There's Cincinnati,
okay.
You know what I mean? That's not even close.
Okay, but Cincinnati's...
But Cincinnati's been successful.
That's another thing that's happening that I'm still trying to figure out. How is that Cincinnati's finding success? Right? If the bubble exists over Lincoln, Nebraska, how is it happening for Cincinnati?
But they're not They're not in the Power 5 Conference.
They will be in 2 years.
Yeah, I don't think they care. Like, at this point, they're top five in the country.
Right, not this year, yeah.
Right, and they've been there for 3 years.
But it's different getting up for a game or two games versus getting up for games.
Mm-hmm. So with that being said, what is it about?
You can build a program easier if you can just build it within your state lines.
Are you saying that you can't build it from – because that's been a whole other discussion. People have said
– But the amount of depth, though, this is what you're missing. The amount of depth in the state of Ohio is big. Is probably more deeper than I'm even giving it credit for. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then they
but
they,
Ohio State's not getting every you know, star
they're,
player
they're
in
not,
Ohio
because they're dipping into Texas.
They're dipping into Alabama.
Exactly.
They're dipping into Florida
if they score,
where they don't have to take all those guys out of Ohio. So there's people in Ohio that are extremely talented that are leaving the state.
Right. And they're going to Michigan State, and they're going to Cincinnati. And that's why you see them.
So that's from like the talent from pool. The roster, 25% of Ohio State's roster is from Ohio. Everybody else was from outside.
25%?
25% is from Ohio. Everybody else is from outside Ohio.
The starters are from 25%.
I'm looking at – I'm just reading – this is –
No,
this,
just the roster.
Just
the
from
–
No, forget the roster. No. The guys that play.
Okay.
Where are they from?
All right. Let's go through. C.J. Stroud, Inland Empire, California. Right? That's fair.
I mean, quarterbacks is different, but yeah.
Okay. Let me go through. Chris Olave, California. McCall, California. Fleming at receiver, Pennsylvania. Garrett Wilson from Austin, Texas. Savion Banks from Florida.
So essentially what they're doing is they're getting their skill guys from wherever. And it's, I mean, you're asking a question. It's just you're asking a question in present time that two universities that's in, that over the last 20-some years were ran totally different.
Okay, that part.
It's been. I
mean, but, yeah. but no, but it, so no, but ran,
it's
but
been
I think
ran
you're
totally different. Yeah. So it's people think like, okay, we hire Steve Peterson, fire Frank Solich, and then you think these moves just only affect, you know, 4 years of Bill Callahan. Oh no, oh no, this you don't get justification of your bad decisions until like 5 or 10 years after you make it and after that dude's gone.
Well, but yeah, but they, look, before Urban Meyer, it was a train wreck. They were under investigation, and they had three bad coaches back.
What do you mean?
Well, relative to where they were.
Bad coaches.
Jim Tressel won that championship.
Yeah, but based on who? The guy before him?
Yeah, it was John Cooper.
Okay. Was that Cooper's team?
Well, yeah, but you're making my point, though. So you're making my point. The reason why John Cooper got fired is because he couldn't beat Michigan. Not that he couldn't recruit, okay, and not that he couldn't beat everybody else. He couldn't beat Michigan.
You're actually making my point for me. The standard of Ohio State is the thing that crosses the vortex.
No. How it's ran. Okay. How it's ran. It's not about the standard. So just because you got a standard and it's not executed, that's null and void. What they've able to do, they've had stability from – athletic department, athletic directors, it's never changed. When those guys come to Ohio State, it never changes. Even when they're hired. Yeah, you're the athletic director, but here's your playbook. So go do it. It does not change.
I think you really are making my point for me.
Wouldn't that be the standard for Ohio State? That's the playbook that they have that they hand to the athletic director.
Right,
where you're not going to change anything about this because this is how we run things.
Why Nebraska is not successful though?
Who does Nebraska have? Like, who is their Michigan? Who is Nebraska's? See, Nebraska doesn't have a Michigan. They do not have a Michigan. They do not have a thing
because they
haven't
been
good enough
to
do every year. That they have to do every year. That they
look new to the Big Ten, though. I mean, you're comparing Nebraska to Michigan and or Ohio State and Michigan that goes back like 40, 50 years.
Let's compare them to Wisconsin.
It doesn't. They've only been in the Big Ten for like 10 years.
So is it?
There is no like true rivalry that goes back 50 years. We've been in the Big Ten like barely over 10 years. I don't even know how long we've been here. It's got to be around 10 years. So there is no comparison. That's why there's no comparison to Ohio State and Michigan. These are deep-rooted organizations that when they do have turnover, you don't have, like, somebody that's way over here, and then the next one is way over here. Then we're going to try to
Wasn't it Texas and Oklahoma? Like, doesn't that standard still exist?
Well, you're not even playing them.
No, you played Oklahoma, and you didn't beat them, and so now there's chaos.
You're way off on this.
I'm trying to get clarity.
But you're asking why Nebraska is not able to be as successful as Ohio State for a long period of time, and I'm giving you a clear answer.
So
it's because
why can't they be successful now? What is happening in Ohio State?
That's like asking somebody like why isn't the whoever was the number one pick in the NBA draft, why isn't he as good as Michael Jordan?
Well, Michigan State asked the very same question.
Right,
and
they had to their defense, Mel Tucker's a great coach, but you know what Mel Tucker's able to do? He's able to get 21 transfers without sitting out.
Couldn't Nebraska have done that?
No, because prior to COVID, you weren't able to do that.
But once COVID hit, the portal was open.
Yeah, for 21 guys? No, you can't. They've already had guys that they've already signed to commit it. It's a totally different situation.
They could have put dudes in the walk-on program.
No.
You carry 150 deep.
That's not how it works. Why? Okay, let me ask you this. If you have a scholarship to Iowa and Nebraska comes here to walk on, what are you going to do? If you can't pay for it, why would you go somewhere and walk on and you have Power 5 offers?
But they're both Power 5 offers.
No.
But one's paid for.
One's paid for. When you're a walk-on, you're paying.
I would say this. My choice, my personal choice was I went somewhere else. So I'm the wrong dude to ask that because no, I could have gone to UVA. I could have gone to Virginia, and I chose VCU.
But in general,
because I knew I could go there
go
and
somewhere
win.
And walk on when they have four or five plethora of offers.
Okay.
There's not. That's just not going to happen.
If you're telling me that the business behind this is keeping Nebraska
But that's not what you asked me.
Okay.
You asked me, comparing Ohio State and Nebraska, it's called – you're not understanding.
Is there anything different about Ohio State and Nebraska football – that Nebraska can't change and address.
Yeah, but the change isn't overnight, though.
Okay, that's the question.
The change isn't overnight.
That's the question.
You're trying to compare a well-oiled machine to a machine to – okay, here's a – here. Okay,
go ahead and finish that. Okay. Go ahead and finish that, because that's where I was.
You're trying to compare a well-oiled, I guess, Mercedes or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, they've kind of had a little oil change or whatever here and there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the worst – when you're talking about John Cooper being like their low end, we're talking about Mike Riley. We're talking about Shine Eichhorst.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about Steve Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
You can't – you're comparing two different, like – it's not even a comparison. It's almost disrespectful to even be saying that. You know what makes Iowa's good?
That strikes me as a little low self-esteem. To tell me that Nebraska has dipped itself to a place where they're conceding this to anybody. Jay, that's not what you built, man. That is not what y'all built.
But who's anybody, though?
Pick Cincinnati. How come Nebraska's not Cincinnati? How come Nebraska's not Coastal Carolina?
Okay,
how come Nebraska's not Virginia Tech and Michael Vick getting to the championship game? How come it's not? There's a whole list of things. The Nebraska that you
How good is Virginia Tech right now? How good is Virginia Tech right now?
They just lost their Tom Osborne.
Okay.
I don't care who they lost.
How good is Virginia Tech right now?
Your argument, what? Matter of fact, what, five wins? No, how many? Four wins?
Virginia Tech is horrible.
Oh, they're terrible. They're terrible.
Virginia Tech, you just made my point.
They're terrible.
You're trying to compare Ohio State.
Virginia Tech's not Nebraska.
But you just mentioned them.
I'm saying this to you. Virginia Tech.
Coastal Carolina is it? What are they? They do the great thing because they're in the top 25?
It's a great thing.
No.
It's a fantastic thing.
That's
a fantastic thing.
For them?
Okay.
I'm not. I mean, what is that doing, though?
Look, I'm trying to figure out.
But you're asking questions, hearing the answer, and asking the question again to get the answer that you want.
No.
It's simple. To me, it's like black and white.
Though. I am accepting what you say. Don't trip. I'm accepting what you say. For me, I still am trying to understand.
So you're saying a coach could come in here after Mike Riley and be like, okay, we're going to win in 2 years. If you do, then I used to be like that, but that's just not the way that's just not the way it works. There's different things that happen and all this other stuff. You just can't do that. You can't compare. There is no comparison out there.
There's no comparison there.
Who's a comparison? Where's Mike Riley? Where's Mike Riley right now besides sitting at home collecting a check? Where's a coach like Mike Riley that was at a blue blood that's got somebody else coming in? How many times has Auburn fired their coaches? They're thinking about firing Dan Mullen right now.
You're talking about Ford.
My friend is a defensive coordinator. They're coaching for their job right now. Now, this week, this season, they're coaching for their job.
I'll just point this out. If that thinking was here –
we'd be how many coaches at Florida have had? What's the dude that was in the pool with the Sharks?
Okay, so let me ask you this then: Would you rather be where Nebraska is right now or where Florida is right now?
Florida. they were top 10 last year.
Okay, right. We'll throw it to break. We'll finish this because Jay's right, but I need to get to what I need to get through is for information's sake. Old school. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When we feel stuck, it can be hard to picture what's possible in the new year. But sometimes a small change, like refreshing your dinner routine, can make a big difference in your day-to-day. CookUnity makes it easy to reset your meal habits with a variety of vibrant, healthy meals crafted by award-winning chefs. The chefs you see on TV and in five-star kitchens are the chefs who craft each small batch meal, and they're delivered directly to your door, ready to enjoy. There's no cooking required, and it's way healthier and cheaper than other delivery options. Experience the convenience of dishes made from local, in-season ingredients, delivered straight to your door. It's an effortless way to savor high-quality, chef-prepared meals while feeling good about what you eat. Take a step toward a fresh start with CookUnity, chef-crafted meals designed with you in mind. Go to cookunity.com/podcast or enter code podcast before checkout to get 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week at cookunity.com/podcast.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.